Robert Straley says he's happy the governor signed a bill into law. He's among many that say they survived the alleged abuse at the former reform school in Marianna.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You know, when we first started this back in 2007, really all I wanted to see was Dozier closed down, or to at least tell the world what happened there.
Dozier closed in 2011, and years later, a research team found the remains of 51 boys buried on the Dozier grounds, seven of which have been positively ID'd so far. The new law, which immediately took effect, sets up a task force to decide how to take care of the unclaimed remains. It also sets aside up to $7,500 for families who've been matched through DNA and want to rebury their loved ones. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.